4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yes, let's check that number, 617, and dial again. 617 is, of course, 716 backwards. Is that significant in any way? I have no idea. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals. Committee. Yes, I could have actually used some real effects there, but, you know, why didn't I do that? I don't know. I can't be bothered to hook up the effects processor and do a bunch of work today. No, I cannot. I'm phoning this one in again today, kids. But first, we're going to pour some tea. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh my god, that's some amazing stuff. What is it? What are we drinking today? Oh. It's so good. What is it? It's delicious. That's what it is. I'm drinking the Gingin May again today. I do like the Gingin May. It's delicious. I'm going to have to buy some more soon. So right now, we got to go to substitute numbers lady. She's no real numbers lady, only a substitute. So hey, substitute numbers lady, what are the numbers?
4,046,7,1,1,7,0.
What? That's it? See? Substitute lady, some numbers lady is that's not working out at all. Oh, I wish numbers lady would get better and come back. And anyway, here's what's going on. Oh, I do not feel good today. Once again, a couple things are bothering me. It got really hot. It's so hot, it's stupid. The heat actually woke me up. That's not good, is it? No. So I'm up way too early. Oh. And my hands hurt. But this is strange. It's not my joints that hurt. My joints are weird because the weather is weird. But my hands hurt because I had to... it's a long story. But, you know, I'm building another guitar. And I don't have the right tools. And it gets... pretty painful, pretty fast. And so I'm not doing super great today. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I don't know what I'm going to feel like doing. I'm just making a bunch of crap up as I go along. Not that that's any different than usual. It's just not going to be entertaining or funny today. Right. So anyway, as I mentioned earlier, I've been working on a new guitar. Why am I working on a new guitar? Well, just because I can. I've got lots of parts. These parts need to be used, and so we might as well build guitars. And this is going to be another electric cigar box guitar with actual cigar box. But I'm modifying the cigar box cosmetically. This is going to be the first guitar I build that actually I'm trying to make look cool. Not trying to make it look good, just trying to make it look cool. So I'm just decorating it. I'm not doing anything fancy. I'm not going to any extra effort. I'm just going to cover it in stickers. Well, not stickers, but it'll be cool. I'm already excited about how it looks. And I don't really have that much left to do on it. I'd rather be working on that now than doing this show, but oh well. But I've run into some interesting problems. The box I'm using is a better box. It's a higher quality box, but the bad news is the walls of the box are thicker, so I'm running into a whole new set of problems. And I've made some bizarre little mistakes. There's this one thing. I won't go into the details, but there's this one thing that I had to get right. Some measurements needed to be taken. So I measured 4 or 5 times, and I test fitted everything like 7 or 8 times, double checked it and corrected myself I don't know how many times, just setting this up for 30 minutes. And then when I actually glued up the parts and tried to fit it, I was off by 1/4 inch somehow. Yeah, I was off by 5 millimeters somehow. And it's really no big deal. This is easy to fix. I just need to throw in a couple of shims towards the end. And don't even really need to do that, but still. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Am I going to work on that today? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do today. I feel like crap. Crappity crap crap to crap crap crappiness. That's what I feel like. With guitar. Sounds cool, but I need some delay on that. No, wait, we need some chorus. We need a bunch of stuff, so let's take this and start adding stuff. Need to ground that switch. And you'll be glad to know that I've already done that on my new guitar. As I was installing the switch, I put a ground wire on it, thinking, yeah, I'm going to need to ground that. So yeah, I'm going to have to take this apart just to ground that damn switch. I'm going to need a better delay. And I'm going to need a better delay than the one I even had in 1986. I saw something on YouTube the other day that was so freaking cool. I thought, wow, I need to have that. I wonder what it costs. And it probably costs a couple thousand dollars. And yeah, maybe I don't need to have that good of a delay after all. Hey. You know, I got the Shruti box right here. Maybe we should dial up some In the Key of G business. Which is what? G, D, and A, right? There we go. And how do we do this? Yeah, can't play two instruments at once. I only have two hands. Who's the dumbass that invented the human body? How very inefficient. How very sucky. How am I supposed to play? And oh wait, I have feet. Can I play the Shruti box with my feet as I play guitar? Don't get your hopes up, kids, but let's try it. Okay, I gotta move a bunch of crap. Hey. Thank you.
crap.
The lesson to be learned here, kids, is always ground your kill switches. Why didn't I not think of that when I was building this stupid thing? I mean, I remembered to ground the bridge. That was a freaking miracle. I'm glad I remembered to do that. Otherwise, I would look pretty stupid. Okay, so I'm moving. I'm coming back down into this room. Why? Oh, because I don't feel like playing my guitar anymore. At least right now. Not right now. I gotta sit down. And I wanted to sit down here and pour some tea, but no, of course, as soon as I sit down, the cat comes the cat is wandering off. Cat came walking over here and then just kept walking. Okay. I'm trying to stay positive, even though I'm in a terrible mood and I don't feel very good. I'm trying to stay positive today. Don't want to get all negative.
No.
I don't want to get all...
Benigno.
Because sometimes if you get all benigna, then you don't get very banana. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying. And I don't feel like doing all this crap today, but I guess that's what everybody's expecting, so we might as well get out. What? Did I just hear a meow from a Meowy Dinkins baby? Oh, I hear you meowing over there. My cat's 2.5 meters away, standing by the back door, thinking that she's going to go outside. Not today. It's already 95 degrees. And we're not even close to noon yet. It's not even noon. But I think it's somebody's birthday. Whose birthday is it? Wait, that guy in the corner? What? Welcome to Pineapplebee's.
You in the corner. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Overdale. Welcome to Pineapplebee's. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just that and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapplebee's. Put up an entree of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get too sad, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands, they celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Is this going to be another one of those guitar-heavy episodes? Yeah, it might. I don't know. I guess we got to go to some music, but what music should we listen to today, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese Secrets.
My husband, some hot shot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Wagaki Bando.
Oh,
That's crazy, and yes, that was actually live, and that was unbelievable. I would love to see these guys live. That was Wagaki Band playing their song Hanabi, which means fireworks in Japanese. And I like fireworks. I especially like Japanese fireworks. And so obviously I like that song. Gosh, now I feel like... What do I feel like doing? Buying fireworks or lighting fire? What do I make firework? What? Suddenly my brain perked up a little bit at the mention of fireworks. I got a little bit happy there. Yay. Anyway, Wagaki Bando. I would love to see these guys live. These guys must absolutely crush it. You can tell. And that guy, the guitar player, he was playing another one of those guitars. He's got these weird guitars. And... what are they? I'm fascinated by the guitars that this guy has, because these must be custom, because I've never seen these. I don't know what brand they are. I don't know what kind they are. I do not understand what these guitars are, but I can tell you this. They're probably baritone and or something with an extended scale, because this guy's probably got... I'd have to go back and take a closer look. You know, your regular guitar neck, how do I say this? How do I explain this to anybody who's not a musician? Basically, on a guitar neck, if you just start at the bottom and go up, you got about 24 frets. You got somewhere between 23 and 27 frets for any particular type of guitar, which it labels you to play chromatically up that scale about 2 octaves. This guy's scale is much longer. It's at least 2.5. It could be 3. We're talking potentially 36 frets. Could it be that many? I don't know. I would love to talk to this guy. I have so many questions about these guitars. They're very cool. Oh, and I would also ask him...
you got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Because let's face it, that's the critical question that everyone needs to be asked. Alright, how much time do we have left? Oh, I guess I might could squeeze in some Lightning Hopkins in here. Maybe. Oh, let's just do it and see if it'll fit.
Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby, please. I'll be mad and gone. He left the county for me, had his shackles on. Now, baby, please. don't you call my name. Now don't you call my name. You got me way down here when it ball and chain. Now baby, see. Turn your loud and low. Now turn your loud and low. I beg you all night long, oh baby, please don't go back to New York.
Beautiful, Lightnin' Hopkins. Man is a personal hero of mine, and I love that particular recording a lot. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Somehow I'm still alive, so I'm going to go find some food and maybe go back to...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.